Hey Alive Tribe, you already know you're made for an incredible amount of more. This podcast is about showing up for all the things. Showing up for your life, for your mindset, and for your dreams. And now, here's your girl, Miriam Graw.
In the enemy's hands, what was meant as a setback, love, in the hands of God. It's actually a setup for something even greater. I love this. We don't even need to discuss the science behind it. I mean, the creator of the universe, the amazing one and only, our God. He promised this, guys. And I love how God can never go back on his promises. Neither does he want to. Guys, so I know some of you are walking through, I'm sure, some really tough stuff. Because it seems like, you know, life is just like you're either walking out of something, walking into something, or goodness, we're in the middle of something, right? Is that not life? But oh my goodness, sister, when we finally catch on that, oh my goodness, the enemy meant something evil. So God is going to do something amazing and wonderful with it. He takes the ashes and he creates beautiful. He takes the junk the enemy has thrown at you, love, and he makes something so beautiful with it. And I know that is hard. It's hard to realize that. It's hard to understand it. It's hard to believe it in the middle of things, in the middle of something. I don't want to wear out the word hindsight wisdom. I think I've mentioned that in the last three podcasts, but there is something about it, guys. There's been things in my life that I knew I could never. I felt very certain I could never get to the place to be thankful for them. And even though I got through them and I was getting through them and got through them, I just never felt like I would ever come to the place that I would be thankful for it. But actually, and I believe it was in last week's podcast that I mentioned, last week or the week before, that I mentioned, actually there's a place in my life that I'm deeply, incredibly grateful for what I had to walk through. Now at the time, guys, I shouldered the pain and the trying to figure out all the things. First of all, I let them take me through stuff for a couple months before I put up healthy boundaries, right? but then it took me like a year to get through the things. And I was going through a number of things, so it wasn't like just any one thing. You know that saying, right? We've said it on the podcast before, but when it rains, it pours. All right, so I'm your girl, and I told you that I would come to you real. So y'all remember, and some of y'all are just tuning in today for the first time. This could be your very first time. So let me just say that I didn't used to show up so real. I was a blogger for 8 to 9 years, but I felt like, I didn't think about it at the time, but my blog was just these beautiful, it was kind of like a Thomas Kincaid painting, just beautiful words. And I meant all the words. It was beautiful. I love writing, meant the words, and painted life as a beautiful picture of all the loveliness, right? Those highlight reels. Because I'm your girl here, in case you didn't know, I would much rather always write from the light out. Well, I didn't realize it until fast forward, and I really went through a number of hiccups that I got to looking at my blog differently. Like, wow, I'm not really giving any of you value. I wasn't trying not to give you value. I loved what I was writing. I loved giving you the light. But it was after I walked through things and I needed things that I couldn't find available, or the things I found available that was really helpful. When I got through all the things, I realized that I wanted to show up. Well, first of all, I was going to say, I realized I wanted to show up more real, but actually, no, I didn't. God laid it on my heart to show up real. He was like, you don't carry this breakthrough just for yourself. Like, you carry it for others. And so I did. I struggled with it for a while. And then I decided I was going to start the She Is Alive podcast. And it went a whole year before I got the podcast launched. So here I am, right? We're doing this. And I told you I would bring things to you that are real. I want to bring you things that will help you get through the tough stuff. So back to the story. So when I had all this, when it rains, it pours stuff coming down in my life, which, you know, we have seasons like that, guys. You know, first I stayed in the toxicity and negativity for way too long, tried the whole Jesus thing. And well, you know, God's a God of peace and that whole situation wasn't very peaceful. So I allowed God just to move me on. But then I spent the next year doing, you know, concentrate on brain detox, how to get myself to believe in myself to be able to show up for my dreams again, because there is something about it. But when we're in negativity, even though we know it to not be true, it affects and bruises our heart. And so then we come out and our heart is bruised, and now we have this whole belief thing we're trying to work on. We're trying to, like, hey, I want back what I had, or I want something better. I'm great if God wants to bring something better, but how do I even get from here to there? It's baby steps, y'all. So if you find yourself right now in a place where you don't even know how to get from this place where you feel like it's barren, or maybe you're in the heat of things and you're like, wow, I just really don't want to be in this. It's baby steps, guys. So for myself, you learn from your mistakes. Like Les Brown, you know, he's always talking about, and actually John Maxwell, but both of them, it's like they both talk about falling. So, but you want to learn from your mistakes. Like there's no point in going through something if the next time it comes around, you let it do the same thing. Like we need to learn from it and learn, be wiser, add it to your toolbox of wisdom. So anyway, so fast forward in my life and the enemy comes again. Here comes the enemy. Guys, the enemy's sole purpose is to destroy us and take us out. It's like he knows he lost the war because Calvary saw to that. What was done on Calvary, Jesus Christ saw to that. But he likes to try to win these small, they look big to us, but these seasonal battles we have. But guys, he doesn't even have to win those. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in us than the things that come at us. And I know, sister, you were worshiping. I know you were being amazing. Guys, I know your heart is to empower. And you're thinking, like, really? Why me? Me of all people. And I don't even have the answer to that because, guys, I have those same questions. That's how I know to ask those questions because I have the same questions. you know, there's all these, you know, cute cliche quotes out there. It's because our light is just too bright, or because the only thing we did wrong was grow. So whatever, you know, cute quotes, and that's why those cute quotes have been quoted and, you know, created and quoted, is because guys, other people just like you went through things they shouldn't have had to go through either. But they've come out on top. They've come out with breakthrough. When you don't have your own breakthrough and you are trying to hang on, allow other people's breakthrough to encourage you. It is so important that when we're going through things, that we are filling our mind and our soul, our heart, with really good things. So for myself, and I'm a female, so I don't know how much is me, how much is my personality, how much is because I'm a female, but I tend to play these same stories over and over in my head, trying to replay it and play it from this angle and play it from that angle. And maybe there was something, you know, maybe there's something I was missing. Guys, you know what? What I slowly am learning to do is saying, God, I don't want these stories playing in my head like this. And intentionally cut the stories off and lean into truth. Guys, you were worshiping, and the enemy came up from behind you. Those are not stories you need to keep allowing to replay in your head. Lean into truth. Whose are you? Who are you and whose are you? Hey, guys, lovelies, we are daughters of a king. The only thing that ever matters is what he says of us. So that's one thing I do. I'm like, God, don't let these stories go through my head. But then it's up to us that when that story comes, to not allow it to play. Definitely don't push replay over and over again. Pause it, stop it, whatever, but don't replay it. It's not who you are. And you don't even have to figure all that out. You get the blessing of resting in him. What is it that fills your soul? You can turn to that. It's something we know that on those days where life's going great, and what is it that we're tapping into, right? Maybe we got the worship music going. Whatever it is, guys, turn to that in times where you don't understand things. So I found that really helpful. So let me just say, okay, something didn't come at me, but I'm missing my mom. Y'all hear me talk about my West Virginia mama. I just love her. So she's in heaven, and she went to heaven in 2003. And there's days that, man, I know what to do. I want to feel her close to me. So I will, especially guys, if I'm making a pot of beans. Some of you really liked that just now, and other of you are turning up your nose. You're like, ooh. But I'll turn on, I'll be making a pot of beans, and I'll turn on Country Roads. And I will literally, I declare I feel my mom so close, right? Because that's what my mom used to make, and my mom's from West Virginia. That song is really, really extremely precious to me for more reasons than one. And so, guys, I set that backdrop. What about in times, guys, where things are coming at us from life? What backdrop can you set? Guys, you get to choose. You can either allow that same story. That is not your story, by the way. Okay, it's going to be a part of your story because it came at you, but it's going to be your victory story, okay? But right now, why it's so hurtful and so painful, don't play the same story. Don't play it in your head. Don't play it. It doesn't need to play in your head. What is it that fills your soul? That's what you turn to. Guys, so for me, oh man, I want a chai or a coffee, or I want an iced coffee. That's kind of been my latest go-to, a low carb-ish iced coffee. So, my husband usually picks out the coffee. I'm just not a coffee expert. So whatever coffee we have on hand, but I make me a low carb iced coffee. I love it. It's just really pampering. And I'll turn on some worship music, guys. I'll get my journal out, or I'll go to some of my favorite prophetic people that I just love, the prophetic word. And guys, it soothes, it restores. And when you fill your heart and your mind, guys, listen to this. When you fill your heart and mind with good things like this, there's no space in there for that story. Now, if today you're in the middle of something hard and your comeback is taking, more time than you would have wanted, I'm going to tell you, I've been there too. And like I said, I've been in people's junk for too long before I put up healthy boundaries. And then I spent even longer yet working on my heart being healed. But I will tell you that growing, it's also called investing. Because the next time around, the next time the enemy brings trash, you're going to be surprised at how much faster you're going to get up. You're going to realize how much, you're going to be really surprised how much faster that story stops playing in your head. And you're again free. Your heart is completely free and your mind is completely free. And you are completely fine to not know the answers. Now, if you're in the middle of something today and you don't see it this way, I'm just giving you a big hug. Because I've had times where I didn't see it this way either. I didn't think there could ever be anything good that came from it. But hindsight, when we look back, where we are, to where we were, and we're like, wow, how did I get here? Guys, it was baby step after baby step, and over time, you're amazed at where Jesus brought you. And so, sister, if you can, just take that wisdom, and the next time something comes, remember that the Lord, He did it before. He will do it again. He'll bring you from that place into something greater. Guys, this is heaven's currency. Guys, this is the stuff you can take to the heavenly bank, okay? Like the check isn't going to bounce, you guys. The truth of this stuff, guys, it's truth. Guys, need I say any more? I love truth, because sometimes I catch myself, this is my little rabbit trail real quick, because I have to do a rabbit trail like every podcast, but sometimes I catch myself saying, hey, loves, this is real truth. But I catch myself, I was like, wait a minute, it doesn't even need the word real. Truth is truth. There's no half truth. There's no half lie. It's truth, guys. Truth has no gray edges. There's no gray in truth, okay? There's no middle line. Truth is, something wanted to come to me. I'm losing it. But anyway, it's concentrated. And even though you'll probably see me write, this is real truth. Truth is truth. And it doesn't even need the real put in front of it. So guys, you know, I feel like today I feel like I'm having a hard time holding this podcast together. So I want to leave you today with just something really clear. I don't know what it is that you're walking through. I don't know what it is that you're entering, that you're in the middle of, or that you're leaving. But I am going to leave you with this, that the best of everything is ahead of you. And that every single time, including this time, where the enemy has meant to destroy, God takes that and He makes something even more beautiful, intricately beautiful in the design. Guys, today, I want you to just hold it close, this truth. I want you to relish it. I want you to even maybe whisper it out loud. What the enemy has meant as my setback, in the hands of my God, it is my set up to something even greater.